This is Socks in 7.
Welcome back to Socks in 7. We are your hosts, Kevin Tebow, Mason Reed, and Jack Taggerman, back for the 2024 season. We got some big changes on the way. Going to have a lot more content pumping out for you guys. Make sure to follow us on TikTok. That's where you're going to see a lot of the content. Obviously, we're still going to be doing the YouTube stuff. Probably not after every series. None of you guys want to watch an hour and a half podcast every Tuesday. But we know you want your Socks in 7, so we're going to provide that content for you. It's been a long off season. Nothing happened that was good for us. So we're back in the same place that we were to end last season. What we got, boys?
Yeah, I mean, it's been a while. We're back in the stew. It's been 7 months since the last recording. Boys have been busy. Can't blame us, but we're back. Back on the grind, producing Socks in 7 content for our audience. And we're going to go hard this year. That's the plan. Yeah. All of us are committed. We're trying to get those 7-minute pods out, do some more stuff, like maybe some interactive stuff with the fan base. That's what we're all about. Let's go Socks, baby. Yeah, no.
Not fair at all to you guys. What we did last season, kind of gave up on the team pretty early in August because they didn't play any meaningful baseball, but going to do our best to make sure that doesn't happen this year. It would help if the Sox could win some games, though.
Absolutely. Or just like sign Jordan Montgomery or something.
Yeah. How could you blame us, though? Like, the team was like really bad last year, and me and Tebow went to a bunch of games, and like it just like wasn't fun watching them play because they were really bad and lost every time. So
what was our final record?
Like, it's actually a good question.
71-91
something. This September, I think we won like 2 games. It's in September.
No, because I mean we were like definitely not locked in, but playing meaningful July ball, if I remember.
We actually won 78 games, but like so we're still 23 games back in the division. So
I mean it's a lot. It's hard to see us winning many more games than 78 this upcoming season, but you never know, man. Pitching is going to be awful. It looks like the offense is going to be able to produce. One thing I'm excited about, it looks like the gloves are going to be a lot better this year. I think Rafaela, who I'm sure we'll talk about plenty of this podcast. That kid's just stellar out in center. So, I mean, Devers also, I think, just kind of had a fluky year at third. So I'm excited to see, you know, some good defensive plays.
I'll also take credit for Devers' gloves last year. I was hyping them up really, really way too much at the beginning of the season, kind of jinxed them. Because he started off last season making some of the craziest plays I've ever seen him make. And then he kind of just sucked. And I think Kike, to the left of him, had something to do with that for part of the season, just got in his own head. And he's like, I got to make every play because Kike definitely won't.
Yeah, Kike was really, really bad at shortstop, like the worst that I've ever seen. But like, let's start it off with the season out for the Sox. Like, yeah. How are we feeling? Tebow, we'll start with you.
So you asked me like 3 weeks ago, for just ready to like off myself and just like not watch any baseball. But happens every year around this time. I watch some spring training ball. I see the young guys playing well, and man, there's something in the air in at least in Clearwater, Florida.
At JetBlue Park.
Cause the boys are buzzing. Zidane Rafaela and Emmanuel Valdez is a fucking beast. I swear every day I look down at my phone and one of them left.
Every day. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the only thing that really concerns me is how much Casas has been struggling during spring training.
Mm-hmm. But with CJ Cron.
But I think there's a chance that we could be playing some meaningful ball this year. I don't think we'll make the playoffs, but as long as we're within 5 of the wild card come the end of the year, I'll be happy.
Yeah, one thing from last season that was kind of frustrating is, you know, you get to the deadline and you're kind of not really in buy mode because you're not that good, but your season's also not over, so you're not really in sell mode either. So you kind of, I mean, the deadline's a great time to sell some guys if you're struggling, so... You know, I'm kind of hoping if the season goes the way a lot of people think it's going to go, that we kind of sell and prepare for the future. Because, I mean, I love our farm right now. I think we got some young talent. So I'd be down to let some of the veterans go. I mean, last year, I mean, looking back on it, it would have been a great time to get rid of Justin Turner, who we'll talk about later. But
Adam Duvall.
Yeah, you could have gotten solid turnouts for those older, like, short contract guys. But then again, I think we were only 4 or 5 games out come the deadline last year, at least like wild card wise, obviously.
Absolutely. I can't believe we didn't trade James Paxton last year.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just going to say it. My season outlook for this year is horrible. I mean, as much as I'm a huge Red Sox fan and I want the team to do good and I'll be cheering for that, I've been betting on them mostly every game. Like, I mean, if I'm just, like, being realistic from, like, a baseball fan, it's just hard to, like, have hope for this squad. Like, as much as our lineup is really stacked and, like, can compete with, like, anyone in the league, like, 1 through 6, 1 through 7, even if some younger guys hit, like, all the way down, it's just, like, we just don't have a pitching staff that's, like, capable of, like, holding teams to less than 5 runs on a nightly basis. Like, our starting rotation right now is, like, Brian Bello, Cutter Crawford is our 2.
I think they have Nick Pivetta as our 2, but it'll be Cutter.
Okay, so that's our top 3 pitchers. I think I would take every single other MLB team's top 3 pitchers in the entire league besides, like, the A's and teams that, like, aren't relevant. Like, 27 or 28 of the rest of the team's starting rotation I would take over the Red Sox right now. And that's going to be a problem. We're going to give up a lot of runs. We're going to have to win games 11-9, 8-7. Yeah, I mean, it's like, it's not looking great for us. We didn't sign, like, we signed Lucas Giolito. He's out for the year. Gave him, like, no paper anyway. Signed, like, Liam Hendricks to help the pen. He's out for the year. I mean, if our pitching staff keeps getting hurt, like, say Hauk or someone goes down for the season, Whitlock is always hurt too. Like, we're going to have no staff at all. We're going to be bringing up AA guys, try and chuck them off, bullpen games. It's not looking good for us, boys. That's all. I'm just going to say it.
There's going to be a lot of undecided on the ESPN app for starting pitchers. Like, TBD. It's going to be a yucky year pitching-wise. The over is going to soar again for the Red Sox because, like, the top 5, top 6 guys that are going to be, like, everyday starters, I honestly think, you know, they performed pretty well last year. And so far, spring training-wise, like, the bottom 3 guys look like they're going to be producing some runs. So, I mean, expect a lot of, like, 11-8 losses for the Red Sox this year.
Yeah, last thing I'll say, like, for my season outlook, of course we can rake. Like, our lineup, we have Devers, Yoshida, Stories looking like he's back to form. Sedane Rafael, I'm the number 1 Sedane Rafael supporter in the world. That's me. You didn't get there first. I was your first. Willie Abreu rakes. Like, and who am I forgetting? And Manuel rakes. Who am I forgetting? Like, we can rake top to bottom. Yeah. But it's just, I was a pitcher growing up. When I played the game, I fell in love with the game based off of pitching. And, like, I love watching guys deal. Spencer Strider, I'll watch him almost every night he pitches because he can just deal. Just put on an absolute masterclass, 7 innings, 2 hits, 11 Ks. Like, that's so much fun to watch. And we don't have any guys capable of doing that. And that's the reason why I don't think we're going to win too many baseball games this year and likely finish in last place in the division for 4th year out of the last 5.
Yeah, very ugly. The pitching is something where it's like, how do you let it get to this point? You trade Chris Sale to free up money, but then you don't use any of it to get more pitching. And, like, I was happy with the Sale deal, but it's ironic that Vaughn Grissom gets hurt right when you trade for him. Now he's not going to be ready for opening day. No idea what he looks like.
I can already see the Chris Sale sub 3 ERA, like, 2021 starts. Like, just, like, it's going to frustrate me because, you know, guy obviously had, like, a disgusting season, won the World Series, and then struggled with his health here, which, you know, is no fault of him. I was a fan every second he was here. But, you know, just some freak injuries from falling off a bike to, you know, just that little stuff like that.
Broke his pinky.
Yeah, it's just It almost wasn't meant to be after the Super Bowl, the World Series. So what are you going to do? Should we get into our division?
Yeah. So looking forward to this next season, we have our predictions. Tags always does pretty well in these.
Picked both the MVPs last year. Messed up the division a little bit. I was really close on the Devers stats too, except for the bombs. I kind of thought Devers was going to have a down year, but turns out he's the kid. But this year I got the O's, the Yankees, the Blue Jays, the Sox, the Rays.
Wait, you said O's, Yankees, Blue Jays. You have the – yeah, I have the exact same thing, but I have the Rays and the Red Sox in last. The Rays in fourth, Red Sox in last.
Yeah.
Orioles are such a wagon, bro. Yeah. We're going to get swept by them almost every time this year. Yeah. They are wagonry. The Yankees are also wagonry. Like, Cole's out for what? Like, it's not even as long as they expected it to be, so it's only, like, going to be a couple weeks or, like, a month. They're going to be absolutely raking with Juan Soto. Like, that's, like, he's going to leave off of the Red Sox pitching staff often. The Blue Jays are obviously tough, too. Like, they don't perform in the playoffs, but they'll win 90 games this year.
Yeah.
That's taking away wins from us.
Yeah.
And then the Rays will somehow figure it out because, like, they always do. They have, like, some scrappy players come up, like, just scrap around and scrap wins out, whereas we're, like, not going to win in many games. So I'm predicting a last-place finish, but there's hope. I'm hoping for wins, but I'm just trying to be realistic here.
Mm-hmm. I'm always the positive one here. I got the O's, the Yanks, then the Sox, then the Jays, then the Rays.
It's possible.
But yeah, let's be clear. Let's be clear. The Rays are finishing last. They are going to suck this year. I'm done with the they're going to find some random fucking people from the farm.
But they will.
They're not going. It's not happening this year.
On it, so we all had over it. We all had O's and then Yankees and then the bottom three mixed up.
Yeah.
I think no matter what, those bottom three are going to end up within the same 10, 12 games of each other. I think that we're all going to have similar, like, mediocre, like, you know, kind of stick around and then fall apart in August kind of seasons. But
yeah, I mean, the Jays definitely will. The Sox probably will. The Jays always fall apart in August.
Yeah.
The Rays, it's really the unknown. Are they going to find the next Cy Young from fucking nowhere?
Yeah.
Really even have, bro. They lost last now, right?
Yep. And then Springs is out for the year.
Who is?
Jeffrey Springs.
Oh, I don't know that.
I mean, they still have Yandy Diaz. He's a bit of a beast. Shane Baz is decent. I mean, their pitching staff also isn't too great after getting rid of Glasnow. They could be an over team as well.
Yep.
But yeah, I mean, they still have Paredes, Brandon Lau.
They lost, Wander Franco to the prison system.
Yeah, I saw him.
He's going away for a long time, hopefully.
Thank God.
Yeah, that kid, he could play ball, but he did some things he shouldn't.
They have Ramiel Tapia.
That guy could fly.
And Harold Ramirez, right? And Randy Rosarena, dude. I'm pretty sure he left three times in the spring training game. Like, he's a beast.
Red Sox legend, Ramiel Tapia.
Yeah, right. MVPs?
I'm going with Harper in the NL.
That's a sneaky pick.
And then, it's going to be the only race, MVP race in the NL for the next 10 years with Ohtani in the NL. So I'm hoping Harper gets one. And then I'm going to take Rafi.
Love it.
For your MVP.
Love it. Kick and play.
Yeah, I mean, with his stats that I'm going to predict, he might win it.
That's
to be honest.
Pretty good.
I was doing my stats, and I was like, he's going to win it.
Yeah, for my MVPs, I already bet both of these. I think Mookie Betts is going to win the NL MVP because my reasoning for this is the Dodgers could possibly win 130 games, like probably 120, at least 110. So, like, the MVP likely comes from their team. And without Ohtani pitching, like, I could see him getting off to, like, a slow start, maybe, like, getting hurt. He's definitely, like, been hurt before. And, like, I think Mookie Betts is going to have a huge year this year. Like, I don't know why. He's just a great ball player. And he had, like, he's always hovering, like, 290, hitting, like, he sometimes gets hot and hits a lot of jacks. And, like, he's always great. But, like, I think he could just go off this year and hit, like, 330 mm-hmm. with a lot of home runs and hitting leadoff for that team. He's going to be, like, scoring a lot of runs. Like, I think he's going to go off this year.
Not to mention playing shortstop now.
Should have mentioned that too. Good call. And my AL MVP is going to be Kyle Tucker for the Astros because he's going to leave a lot of time to drive in a lot of runs in the middle of that lineup. He's my favorite player in the MLB next to Rafael Devers.
Yeah, the NL, I also picked Mookie for like the same reasons. That team's just going to win so many games, it might be hard to pick somebody from a different team.
I can't believe you're not going Acuna back-to-back.
No, honestly, I was thinking about it. I love Acuna. He's my favorite player. But it's just coming off a season like that, just about every number is going to be down in comparison. It's just like almost impossible to replicate a season like he just had. Like, it was like,
40-40 or whatever it was.
Blew out 30-30 by like a lot.
Right.
Yeah, so in the AL, I got J-Rod this year. I think the Mariners are going to be a fun team to watch. And, I mean, that kid just knows how to play ball, man. He's young, athletic. I mean, I'm not too worried about him putting up the stats for it. The wins might be an issue. I mean, there's always the possibility the Mariners only win 80 games. But, I mean, the kid can play, so
I don't hate that. I put
my money on him.
I love J-Rod. Puff.
It's a good pick.
He's going to win the home run derby this year. That's for damn sure.
Yeah, he's nasty at the home run derby.
Nasty.
All right.
Do we want to go next into Sox Cy Young?
I picked. Let me rip off these two Cy Young sleeper picks. My NL is Yamamoto, not really a sleeper. I think he's just going to daily throw splitters on it, fall off the face of the earth. He'll probably have like a sub two. And then sleeper pick, like you should go on DraftKings or preferably FanDuel, but you should go bet this right now. Cole Reagan, Cy Young, 16-1 for the Royals. He is nasty, bro. He throws upper 90s to 100 fastball, wipeout slider, his change piece. I saw him pitch the other night in spring training. He kind of got roughed up, but like this kid has the stuff. That's my pick for Cy Young.
My picks for Cy Young, I think Nathan Eovaldi has a 23 win season and just absolutely dominates for the Texas Rangers this year. And then on the NL side of things, I'm gonna go with Blake Snell going back to back in San Diego, but in San Francisco.
He can deal for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't even think about Cy Young's, but I like the Yamamoto pick. I could stick with that. I mean, that kid can throw the rock. He's not even really a kid. But we'll stay positive. How about Brian Bello? Is your AL Cy Young this year? I mean, he's got good stuff. Has some location issues at times. Feels like he kind of got overwhelmed a lot out there. You know, when he's kind of getting touched up a little bit, pause. But, I'll mix in a Sox pick.
Don't hate it. He can deal. He's got to eliminate the 4 innings, 8 hits, 3 walks, 5 earned, 1K starters, and he can win it.
That's the thing. It's just he's not a K pitcher yet. He doesn't have that strikeout.
He's got to get the consistency down.
Yeah.
He becomes consistent. Watch out.
Yeah. Like he's definitely got the it. He's got to do it.
Mm-hmm. All right. You guys go first on your Sox Cy Youngs.
My Sox Cy Young is a guy that you're going to hear me talk about quite often. He's an elite base runner. Probably got the coolest name in the history of the Red Sox organization. He throws a nasty cutter. His name's Cutter Crawford. He's a fucking beast.
Mm-hmm.
I would hate to try and hit against him because I would never get a hit against Cutter Crawford, and neither will the rest of the league this year. Because he's going to finish second in AL Cy Young voting as well.
Yeah.
And he's going to lead the team with probably like a 1.3 ERA.
Big Cutter Crawford podcast.
Yeah. We've been on him for, 2 years now?
Mm-hmm. See, this is his breakout season.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't even mind getting the guy some at-bats, dude. He can already sling the rock. He can already run the bases. I mean, let's figure out what else this guy can do. I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, if you look at his spring training, so I could see him going for a no-no this year. I mean, there's just sometimes he shows up to the ballpark and he's got it that day.
Yep.
So, I mean, some nights he's going to get touched up.
Yeah.
But I could see him going seven deep, no earned, like two hits once or twice this season. He's a streaky guy.
Want to know my Red Sox Cy Young? Brennan Bernard.
I mean, that's a great pick.
He might actually not give up a run the whole year. He might throw 85 scoreless innings out of the pen. So serious. Nah, that's too far. He'll give up a few runs, but he's lights out. He was gas for us last year. We picked him up randomly. Like, he was worth like no cheese. We just found him, and he's just slinging slide pieces and curveballs that just dip off the face of their, like, you know, lefties aren't touching him.
Yeah, he's the best lefty reliever in the league right now,
in my opinion,
and it's not even close. He's unhittable. Still hasn't given up a run in AL or in spring training. Like, good luck touching that guy. He's best pitcher in the world.
Yeah, he's the best in the world.
All right. Should we get into
who was your Sox Cy Young? Was it also Bayo?
Yeah, mine was also, yeah, I said Bayo for the league, but like Sox, I'm kind of looking. Everybody's expecting a big year from Bayo. At least, like, I mean, other teams already recognize the kick and throw, but nobody's hip to Cutter Crawford. So, I mean,
yeah,
he could be my Sox Cy Young because, like, he's going to need to be our number two if we want to, you know, play meaningful September baseball.
Yeah. And while we're on pitching right now, interested to see what we get from Nicholas Pivetta this year. If we get Nicholas.
Most likely Nick.
Hopefully not Nick.
Most likely Nick.
He ended the season last year fucking bawling out. He literally carried this team on his back for the second half of the season.
But that was bullpen.
Pivetta. I mean, if he can recreate that. I mean, remember at the end of the season, he started again, and they just, instead of having him warm up on the field, they had him warm up in the bullpen. Mm-hmm. So if they keep on doing that, you know, Pivetta may return.
Can't you just see, like, him absolutely hanging it out over the top thanks to Juan Soto, and Juan Soto just leaving Earth? Like, that might happen, like, five times.
Yeah, I can definitely see that happening quite a few times.
But we did receive good news the other day. Rafael Devers' son, Garrett Cole, will be playing baseball this year. So that's at least five more home runs for Rafael Devers this year.
Make sure
that is really good statistics for him.
And that's also, like, three more wins for the Sox.
Yeah,
like, the Yankees don't beat us when Garrett Cole starts.
No.
It just doesn't.
The guy can sling the rock against other teams, but he's a hate-the-moment kind of guy. And, like, Red Sox-Yankees is always the moment. So, like, that's why he's just going to struggle every time.
No cojones.
No.
Nope. All right, Red Sox MVP.
Yeah.
Someone's out started.
Should we say it all together?
Or do we pick somebody different, I think. If I had to guess.
Oh, yeah.
You don't want to pick the same person.
No, I definitely did.
I mean, I picked Devers.
I picked Devers.
Go on about Devers.
He's the $321 million man. I mean,
I got
him 291, 37 bombs, 112 RBIs this year.
Wait, say that again?
I said 291 with 37 bombs and 112 RBIs.
Wait, bro, I have 301 with 37 bombs and 112 RBIs.
That's fucked.
We're actually locked in.
All right, so yeah, look for him to go for 37 bombs and 112 RBIs and bat like high 200s, low 300s for sure.
Yeah, it was pretty close. I have 43 bombs, 294 with 115 ribbies.
Yeah.
So I have him a slightly better. Because he's winning the MVP, too.
Yeah, I mean, he's most likely the Red Sox MVP. I'm obviously a huge Rafael Devers supporter, have been big investor in his sports cards. He's tied for my favorite player in the league. But my Red Sox MVP this year is Sedane Rafael. I think he's going to start every day. Like, it's looking like he's playing center field right now. He's got the glove to play anywhere. He can play short and stuff, too. But, like, Story will probably be healthy and stuff, so he'll probably be in the outfield. In center, and I think he is just going to rig. I think he gets off to a super hot start, leaves Earth probably twice in the Mariners series, leaves Earth probably, what do we have, a 10-game road stretch to start the year? I think he leaves Earth five times, to be honest, and he's just a beast, dude. I think he's going to start the year in like the 7-8 hole. Don't be surprised to have him hitting leadoff by like the middle of the season. He's actually such an insane talent. He literally his swing is exactly Mookie Betts. Like, all I see when I see him is Mookie Betts. He's going to be a beast. He's super young, sedaner. He's going to win the city over this year. That's my guy. Number one sedan Rafaeler supporter right here.
You can also get him at, what, 55-1 right now?
Rookie of the year. Great bet.
If you're looking to, like, have some life on a 55-1 bet come, like, late season, probably worth a sprinkle.
Great bet.
The only trouble that you might have there is Jackson Holliday in Baltimore. He's a fucking beast.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Did we all pick Baltimore to lead the division?
Yeah.
I mean,
they're going to win.
They're going to win 104 games. Like, yeah. That's a good – that team does not mess around with bad teams either because they still have that underdog mentality. I mean
– and not to mention they just got – one of the best pitchers in the league, Corbin Burns, probably wins Cy Young.
Yeah,
he's nasty. All right, let's get into
they also World get Series. A full season of John Means.
Oh, yeah, World Series.
World Series. This is my prediction. We were just talking about the Orioles. So I think that the Dodgers, Braves, Astros, and Orioles are the four best teams in the MLB. And, like, there's a lot of other teams that are right there, too. Like, the Rangers, like, they could easily go back-to-back as well. They have really good squad, and DeGrom might come back for them. But this would be my prediction for the ALCS and LCS. I have the Astros beating the Orioles. Like, just for as much as I would like to see the Orioles win that series, I just don't think the Orioles are there yet. And I think the Astros made really good moves. And I'd like to say, I don't hate the Astros. I used to. I kind of, like, gotten over that. Like, they're just, like, a good ball club at this point. Like, I don't know. I think they make the World Series. And I could say Dodgers beat the Braves, but I'm going to get frisky here. Give me the Arizona Diamondbacks to beat the Los Angeles Dodgers in the NLCS and go to the World Series again, but lose to the Astros. So I have Astros over Diamondbacks.
Mm-hmm.
Dodgers already choked them in the playoffs last year. Like, if they get to that CS, like, the Dodgers can just lose a playoff series. Like, every team does it every year. Like, they'll just find a way to lose despite having all the teams. So give me the Astros over the Diamondbacks.
All right, I'll go. One thing I love, and it would make me mad if the Red Sox were a 110 win team again, but it is very, very easy to get upset in the MLB. But I think the Dodgers, I mean, their rotation, Shohei's not even throwing yet, and I mean, they're just going to have a wipeout guy on the mound every single night of every single playoff series. So it's hard to pick against them. I got the Dodgers beating the Orioles in the World Series. I think the Orioles, you know, carry on from last season. Corbin Burns is, like, as number one as a number one can get. So, I mean, I love that team, and I think that they can make the World Series and just fall short to a team with just a way bigger payroll than them.
Yeah, I mean, I'm on that same train of, like, the Dodgers – just don't got it in the playoffs. They never do. They always choke. They only won a Mickey Mouse ring. Like, they just don't got it like that. And I'm going to take the upset Kings to beat them in the NLCS, and that's the Philadelphia Phillies. They take down a top dog team every year, and they've done it over and over again because going into the bank, you can't win games there if you're the opposing team. Yeah. You can't do it. But I do have the Orioles beating the Philadelphia Phillies in the World Series.
That would be such a sick World Series.
Yeah.
No. That would be the best World Series for the MLB. Like, bro, Camden to the bank, back and forth. That would be electric.
That's not even flights. That's just
so electric.
Like,
so electric. Yeah. If that happens, I'd actually watch that
race. I couldn't even pick a side. I would be very happy with either of those teams.
I'd be heartbroken to pick a different side.
Yeah. All right, some free agency moves.
Yeah, one that we forgot to mention for the Sox was Tyler O'Neill.
Yeah.
And Alex Verdugo out the door, thank God.
Yeah.
Loved him when he was here, but I was so sick of Verdugo. Just all of the stories around him just not showing up. Like, dude, just show up.
He's also hideous without the beard.
Yeah.
Let's just put that out there.
So, like,
what?
I mean, cool, you're on the Yankees. Like, you're not going to do shit against the Sox. I'm not worried about it. Tyler O'Neill hasn't been crazy. He's hit a couple monster home runs in spring training. Do I expect a lot from him? No, I think Weiler will end up taking his spot.
Yeah, I don't expect Tyler O'Neill to play every day or like even every other day at this point. Like, we just have so much outfield depth, especially in left where like he'll want to play with Masataka, and like center where he could also play with Zidane. So like, I don't know, he could DH too, I guess. Like, he can definitely lead. Like, he has power, but yeah, I mean, decent pickup, I guess, at least. Like, we didn't pay him too much cheese, so probably like he'll probably leave over the monster a few times, like get the boys fired up.
Yeah, he could be Hunter Renfro 2.0.
He does want the ball like Hunter Renfro. But yeah, I mean, next to like Verdugo, I would say like the most impactful free agent signing is definitely Juan Soto.
Yeah.
Like, he just takes the Yankees to like a whole other level. And even though they haven't won shit in the past however many years, like, they haven't even made, like, what, 2011 is the last time they won, I think.
Yeah.
Like, they have, yeah, they don't even have, like, many playoff series wins. He just takes, like, that lineup to, like, an insane level. Him and Aaron Judge batting second and third is just, like, pretty ridiculous. So, like, yeah, I mean, the Yankees are definitely going to win a lot of games. They're very talented.
I mean, Soto's going to hit, like, at least a handful of routine fly ball home runs to the short porch, and every single one of them is going to piss me off. But I mean, his swing is tailor made for that ballpark. So, I mean, yeah, he's a good player.
He's also coming off a down year. Mm-hmm. So, like, there's just no way that good of a hitter is going to have two down years in a row.
Yeah, and he's like 25. He like should be in his prime now or whatever. So, but then besides that, the Dodgers pretty much got every single other free agent. Yeah.
Ohtani, Yamamoto, and Glasnow were the big ones.
Yeah, probably like three of the top five biggest free agents this year. Yeah, in like Super Bowl.
Those three combined for well over $1 billion in valuation.
They got the Oscar too.
Yeah. Yep. I mean,
it seems pretty unfair.
I wish the Red Sox spent like that, but we spend it on the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Yeah, and like Liverpool and new NBA team in Las Vegas.
Yeah. Sell the team.
Sell the team.
But Blake Snell.
Are we at that point yet? Are you like calling for Don Henry to sell the team?
I mean, if you're not gonna do anything, then what's the point?
Yeah. Like, yeah.
I don't know. What's the point of owning the team?
Should we show up for the first game with a sell the team sign? We could start the wave. Sell the team.
We could make like shirts.
Yeah, some socks and seven merch. Yeah. Just sell the team, John.
Maybe make like the two.
Drop a like and a comment 11. If you want those merch. Okay. To make that happen.
Drop some comments and like show some love.
Just like say some chill shit down in the comments.
Show some love in the comments if you're still watching. It's been what, like 40 minutes that we've been on here?
Probably even more. But yeah, the next one we got is Blake Snell, who just signed a few days ago.
Yeah, not with the Red Sox.
Nope. And actually, very team friendly deal, I might add.
Yeah.
Definitely looked like kind of money we could have paid, but whatever.
Jordan Montgomery's literally begging to be on the Boston Red Sox, and we won't sign.
No.
He lives in this city, wants to play here.
Yeah, the season starts in a week and we haven't even signed him. Like, what are we doing here?
What are we doing?
I mean,
we like really badly need him too.
Like,
we like really badly. Like, bad. It's actually maybe a good thing because like my predictions would be a lot more correct. We'll end up being a lot more correct, but like, I honestly believe if we sign Jordan Montgomery, like, we could be like an 85, dare I say 90 win team. And like, I don't even care if you miss the playoffs. Like, it's hard to make the playoffs, but like, just play meaningful September baseball. Like, don't be 15 games out of the race come the start of September.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I think you really just need one pitcher, and then you can piece the rest of it together.
Because that just that one guy alone is going to cut down on the amount of bullpen days and double-A guys you're going to have to throw. And it's just one guy. I mean, yeah, he's probably going to get Blake Snell money, which is perfectly fine by me. Very team-friendly deal Blake Snell just took. So,
yeah. I mean, there's no reason not to at this point. Speaking about players begging to return to the Red Sox, but us not signing them, Justin Turner.
Yeah.
What were we thinking?
Yeah.
Guy loved Boston.
Yeah.
He embraced the city. Played super well for us last year. Batted third every game. Left a bunch of times. Great veteran presence in the locker room. And we were just like, you know what, bro? You can just walk. Let's let you walk right to a division rival. It's a great idea.
Like, it felt like he played here for 20 years, and he played here for years, how, like, well he did with the fans, everything. Like, he was awesome. Perfect for the young guys. You have so many young guys on your team. A perfect veteran. Great guy, great teammate. That's who you want in your clubhouse to bring up these young guys, and you just let them walk. Like, he's the perfect guy for that. Ridiculous.
That's exactly what I was going to say. I'm sure there's a lot of those younger guys that would have liked him to stay around.
My bad, I'm sweating Montana State.
And then, yeah, the only two we have left, one of them is Corbin Burns, who we already talked about. Yep. I mean,
the O's
that's just taking a good team to a great team within one guy. I'm excited for Orioles fans. Good for you guys.
Yeah, great for Orioles fans. I love Camden Yards. Like, yeah. What is it, Mr. Splash? He shows up at the floaties and the water. That guy's beating it. No, but who's the pitcher that, like, just – oh, it was Cease, bro. The Padres just got Cease for, like, three minor leaguers that were all, like, relatively not even that good. You're telling me we couldn't have given up Nick York for him, bro?
Yeah.
Like, come on, what are we doing here? Like, all it would have taken was Nick York and, like, two other bombs, and we would have Dylan Cease on the team. But no, we'll just let him go to a different team. It's fine. It's just like, we're just not doing anything. We're not doing anything.
I can't believe we haven't traded Nick York yet.
But Nick York sucks. Yeah. He's never going to play on the team.
No.
He's just like some, like, you got to trade him while his value is, like, at least there. And he's like, oh, Nick York's this great prospect. Get him the fuck out of here then. Like, get some major league talent for him. Like, what are we doing? I hate that guy.
I know the one you wanted to talk about was Hader to the
Astros are my World Series pick. I think Josh Hader, they have a nasty bullpen. Like, Josh Hader, Neris, Montero, their bullpen's filthy. I think they're gonna be a really, really solid team this year, and he's the best closer in baseball. So
speaking of bullpens, we're a Red Sox podcast. I do want to talk about our Red Sox bullpen. I think it's going to be pretty decent. It definitely took some hits. Kenley, I'm not sure what Kenley's going to look like this year. Yeah, if it looks anything like the start of last year, great. If not, then cut him. Just put Chris Martin back there, because Chris Martin's a fucking beast.
Chris Martin's also like 39.
Yeah, but like the way he pitched last year was unbelievable. He's one of the best pitchers in baseball.
He did deal.
Bernardino, unbelievable. We lost John Shriver, which is really sad.
Terrifying, because I love that guy.
Yeah, that was, I mean, we give Chaim Bloom a lot of shit, but he's able to find these minor league arms, Brenna Bernardino, John Shriver, and just slot them in, and they're all-star caliber relievers.
Mm-hmm.
It hurts that Whitlock's not going to be in there. Josh Winkowski was pretty decent in the bullpen last year. We'll see what that looks like this year.
We also have a new pitching coach,
yeah, which
I like, because the pitching had become a real issue for a couple seasons. And guys were coming here and getting a lot worse. So,
definitely.
So I'm excited for that.
There's this guy, I don't know if you guys have seen it, Justin Slayton in spring training has been absolutely dominating. I think he's going to be really good. Some wipeout stuff.
Yeah.
Dude, hold on.
I think there's some good options there.
You guys keep talking while I find out this guy that was pitching the other day in spring training for us.
I also noticed that there's another guy on our team named Cutter, but with a C.
Is there?
Yeah, and his name's like Cutter Cream Pie or something.
You're talking about Cooper Criswell?
Cooper Criswell. No. There's another Cutter too, I swear.
I don't know, see anything.
I'm telling
Chris Martin.
No. I'm telling you.
No, I'm not seeing anything. But yeah, I feel like, I mean, even though he's banged up, I don't think he's banged up all year.
Butter Coffee.
Yeah, he's a beast. He's a good,
never heard of
he's him. A really good prospect. We're gonna shift him and make your workout for C's.
I know, because we're kind of looking forward to the start of the season, but we didn't really touch upon it during free agents, like, very briefly. But Vaughn Grissom, I mean, I'm a fan. I like the Atlanta Braves, so getting anybody from that, he's a young kid, you know, could maybe grow into, you know, play a role in a winning baseball team. Yeah, I mean, the kid knows how to win. So,
yeah, I mean, we need a long-term second baseman. We haven't had a second baseman. It's been a revolving door since Pedroia got hurt in 17. Like, they need to get someone who can play the position and actually produce instead of, you know, Christian Arroyo, Ian Kinsler. Like, we need to find a solution here.
All right, I found this guy, Jorge Benitez. Came out of the pen in our 12-6 win over the Yankees on Sunday. Two innings, one hit, four Ks. He has a 2.3 in spring with us right now. But last year in Double-A, 1.95 ERA, 82 Ks in 64 innings. And he's 24. Wow. Nasty lefty, bro. This kid was light. We need to bring him up right away. Get him and Bernardino. Be a nasty lefty duo coming out of the
bat. He's a righty.
No, he's a lefty. He's tough, bro. Look for, remember the name Jorge Benitez. Put you guys on.
Which also reminds me, I can't believe we haven't brought it up yet. Probably the biggest, you know, transaction in all of the MLB this offseason. Dick Fitz to the Red Sox. Unbelievable.
With what's his name? Greg Weiser.
Yeah.
Greg Weiser.
We Dick Fitz. Watch out, Cy Young.
Yeah, Greg Weiser. Like, people will leave off of him.
Who else do I want to talk about here? Emmanuel Valdez. Watch out. He's Juan Soto at home.
He's your everyday second baseman.
Yeah. At least until Grisham's back.
Yeah. But yeah, you know, just, you know, quick reminder to the viewers. I mean, we might spew like mad negative stuff about the Red Sox, but like, I will never like actively root for another team other than the Red Sox, bro. Like, those are my guys, and I'm still going to tune into like the first 100 games.
Absolutely.
And like, you know, take it from there. But I mean, I'm just asking for some meaningful September baseball. Like, I don't even care if it ends like really heartbreaking in game 162. Like, just, you know, hold me over until football.
Like, yeah, and we have all right to be pissed as Red Sox fans. Like, I hold the right to be mad as a Red Sox fan because three of the last 4 years, we finished in last place in the AL East. And the only year we didn't was the chalky COVID season where, like, we lost in the playoffs. But, like, 3 out of 4 years, last place in the division. That's not very good. So I reserve the right as a Red Sox fan to be angry.
Mm-hmm. I'm pissed. I give my money to John Henry over and over and over again. Do something with it.
He gives so much money to John Henry.
Like, so much.
Me too. Like, dude, a hot dog and a Bev, a Fenway Frank and a Bev, and two Trulies, and the game's $25.
Yeah.
That's like half of the contract. I've done that. Like, that's what I'm saying. It's just like,
like, how is that not paying for Jordan Montgomery?
Yeah. I feel like us three have probably combined for like Jordan Montgomery's contract.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
We've combined for like $62 million probably.
Yeah, probably.
That's probably all it's gonna take.
Yeah. Ridiculous. Yoshida, very quiet spring.
Yeah.
Kind of making me nervous.
Bob's rolling over to second.
Bob's rolling
over. He's yeah. All the scouting on him is starting to look like it might have been kind of true. He's going to struggle with MLB velocity. He doesn't look like he did, you know, towards the start of last season where we were like, wait a second, we got this guy for $120 million, like super cheap, like very team-friendly deal. But I mean, again, we're overlooking spring training because we look so good and like we might look like, but at the end of the day, it's spring training. Kind of meant for these guys to get loose, you know, find their swings, find their steps, find their rhythm.
But, yeah, and like that's the same thing with Casas right now. He looks horrible.
Mm-hmm.
If Casas is another Bobby Dalbec situation where he just has one good year and then is a quadruple A baseball player, I'm going to be really, really, really upset.
Yeah, another person we haven't touched on is Jaren Duran. The only thing that I'll say about Jaren Duran is get a haircut, bro. Please.
No, not even a haircut, dude. Just
please change the color of your hair.
Get rid of the bleach.
You look mad weird, bro.
Yeah. And you're definitely not hitting well with it. He was like 0.91 when I checked it like a week and a half ago.
Well, and since that week and a half, he's up to 284.
Okay. All right. So he's been balling.
Yeah. I'll still get a haircut.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Jaren Duran, what are we going to get from him? Are we going to get 2021 Durant who can't hit a baseball, or are we going to get 23 Durant who hits 400?
Serviceable leadoff hitter.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, get that kid on base and he can do a lot of damage. So, exactly. I mean,
dude, no way my
phone. But yeah, excited for the season to say the least. Baseball is 8 days away from being back. I know we got a little taste yesterday with the Dodgers and Padres at 6 a.m. But yeah, go Sox. That's all I gotta say.
Go Sox. I guess we gotta start off hot.
Getting this series preview.
Yeah.
Do they announce pitchers?
We opening day.
Yeah, opening day. We got Brian Bayo versus Luis Castillo.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be live in Amherst running it back. Mm-hmm. You know, shades of Adam Duvall hitting that walk-off home run. Boom. Gonna happen again. Be ready.
Nasty clip. But yeah, we are facing Luis Castillo. So he's a Cy Young candidate every year. Best in his sports cards. He's a great pitcher. Gonna be tough to manufacture on
game two or no way yet.
Game two, Nick Pivetta versus TBD.
Yeah,
I guess
probably
George Kirby. George Kirby, probably.
Yeah.
Probably
over
it's a four game, right?
Definitely the over. It is a four game.
Yeah.
I hate starting off the year in the West Coast. That's
four,
gonna
four
be
games
fucking wild.
Yeah.
Well, no, there's like three
the A's 10-game road stretch.
Yeah.
To start the road. Opening day is not to like April 9th, right?
We got the A's and then the Angels after that.
I mean, we can beat those teams.
Yeah,
they're not good.
The only thing that I've seen about the Red Sox early schedule is you actually do kind of avoid a lot of the juggernauts of the league. So, I mean,
get some momentum.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Have a what do we got? Probably 20. Yeah, I mean, once you include April, call it like 30 games. I mean, try to just start out 17-13 kind of thing. I mean.
Yeah, no, let's say for this 10-game road stretch, 4 against the Mariners, 3 against the A's, 3 against the Angels. Let's go 5-5.
Yeah.
That's such a reasonable like baseline to set. If we come out of that 5-5, we're 500 team, 500 baseball.
My goal for Seattle is 2. I think we'll get 1. I think we should and could and would sweep the Athletics, and same with the Angels. I mean, the Angels are going to stink this year.
I mean, going into game 3, we're definitely going to get 2 from the Mariners because we got him, Cutter, Crawford on the mound. Game 4, my guess, we'll be pitching Tanner Houck over Whitlock just because Whitlock kind of sucks as a starter. So I hope it's Tanner. But it might be Whitlock. Who knows? Or Cooper, Criswell, whoever fucking Core throws out there.
No.
Cooper, Criswell.
Bro. Yeah.
He's horrible.
Looking for 2, expecting 1, what it dread 0. I mean, if we go 0-4 this season.
Season's over.
Yeah.
I mean, we'd have to win all 6 against the A's and the A's.
Yeah.
I mean, I think we could go 7-3 here.
I think we could.
I mean, we could go 10-0. We could also go 0-10.
Imagine we go 10-0.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, we're all
dude, we could go 10-0.
Yeah.
Start.
We could go 10-0. We could be the best team in baseball.
We could go 1-9.
Yeah, you're right. We could go 1-9.
So I mean,
5-5. That's what we want.
5-5.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll smile. 5-5.
See, 5-5. I'll be like, all right.
No, I'll smile.
6-4. I'll smile.
Yeah.
Just because I mean, you can't play the Athletics every week.
No.
I mean, they just hand out wins.
That's
so.
For sure. So yeah. I think any closing thoughts, anybody?
Go Sox.
Yeah, I mean, that's about it. We pretty much covered everything.
Yeah.
A great podcast, boys. We're back in the game. We top it up for the team. We're here trying
all
to do every series. Opening day is 1 week away from tonight. Live stream, be there.
10 p.m.
You know,
Eastern Standard Time.
Yes, sir.
Going to be a hell of a season. Hopefully, Trevor Story keeps it going. It's been looking really good. And I hope you guys are ready for all this content you're about to get.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Go Sox.
Go Sox. Wow, that was such a good pod.
That might have been the nastiest pod we've ripped.
Nasty. And Montana State forced overtime. We're actually up huge.
That was actually a mad good pod, dude.
Yeah.